He lives at Korean.
Yeah. That just be not necessarily expensive.
Not necessarily. So the word could be used for just clothes in general.
Mm-hmm.
You would call it
thread.
Okay. I say if you're gonna store your winter clothes, would you have a name for the bag that you put them in for storage?
Well, no, just put them in like a truck.
Okay. What about the bag? Let's say if you're going on a trip, if you're going to fly somewhere, the bag that you would put your good dresses in, let's say, for the trip.
A luggage bag.
Okay. Do you have a name for the bag that your clothes come back from the dry cleaners in? You know, the thing that's made out of plastic?
Mm-hmm. No, just plastic.
Do you ever use the word garment bag or anything?
No.
Okay. Alright, what about some different names for women's shoes, different styles? What can you think of?
Sandals, and pump shoes. Wedge heels. Tennis shoes. That's about all.
Would those be sandals you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Now what about for men? Different names for different styles?
Sandals, tennis shoes, boots for both men and women. That's about all.
Okay. Now hairstyles for women, what about the different names?
Braided like mine is, and afros.
Another
style. Okay.
What about the men?
The same. And let's see. I'm looking at a men's style. I heard this new thing called a Jerry curl.
Jerry curl.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's like curled all over for men and women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen this kind of hairstyle for blacks? The hair is braided, like yours is, except it's worn down.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like having a lot of pigtails or something like that. Sometimes right at the end, they have these
beads.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that'll just be called braided.
That'll be braided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard that style called cornrows?
Mm-hmm. But that would be like going around. You know, you can have different types of braids, just like going around.
Right. What do you call that?
A cornrow.
Yeah. Do you ever wear your hair like that?
Not too often.
I would think it'd be hard to do. It would take a lot of time.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Talking about something a little different here again, too. Do you have a name, either a joking name or slang name, or a boy or a man who has womanish ways, you know, it's kind of effeminate?
Fag.
Yeah. Now when you say he's a fag, does that necessarily mean he's a homosexual?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's just like, yeah, sort of like feminine ways.
Yeah, okay. So word fag doesn't necessarily mean
homosexual.
Would you ever use the word sissy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's mostly like the, smaller. I mean, you know, like for kids, like.
Say elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call anybody in high school a sissy?
Well, they would probably say fag, most likely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about an actual a male homosexual? What about names for that kind of person?
Just homosexual, homo for short.
Homo.
Mm-hmm.
The word queer, is that still used to mean homosexual? So-and-so is a queer?
Not, well, that means just really different from, you know, what everybody else is, you know.
When you say
queer.
Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily mean
homosexual.
Could it possibly mean?
Yeah, it could.
It could mean.
Mm-hmm.